Well, the day's title is the second part of the Psalm of Psalms, or some say the Song of Solomon. A match made in heaven. You know, every once in a while, you know, someone will get married and they'll say, that's a match made in heaven. Well, anyway, I want to give you a little outline of the Song of Songs. I know you're not going to be able to write all this down, but just to kind of give you an idea. Number one, and this is chapter 1 through 2:7, it's unsatisfied life and its remedy. And then chapter 2:8 through 3:5, it's communion, broken, restoration. And then chapter 3:6 through 5:1 is unbroken communion. And then point 4 is communion again, broken, restoration. Chapter 5, 2 through 6 and 10. Fruits and recognized union, chapter 6, 2 through 8, 4. And unrestrained communion, finally, chapters 8, 5 through 14. Wow. Now, Song of Psalms 5, verse 2. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove. My undefiled, for my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. Now, this is talking about a husband and wife, but it's also talking about our relationship with Christ. The bride lost fellowship, and it was not because of worldliness. Some of us, now listen, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. Some of you come to church, all three services, and that's what you should do. I don't want to make you feel bad. But some of you come and you've lost your love for Christ. And you say, well, I'm coming. Or maybe your computer, you are watching this filthy stuff. Just filthy. Now, none of us are perfect. There's no man that ever lived that doesn't have filthy thoughts. I wish I could say I never do. I've never been on porn, I can tell you that. But I have bad thoughts like everybody else. We're men. We should not do that. It's just not right. The bride didn't lose because of fellowship. We're not told the reason. But you know what I think it is? Laziness. She wasn't in worldliness, but she wasn't trying to keep their love going. Now that works with wives and husbands both ways. You have to work on keeping it going. Do you ever, you know, there's some guys here. I remember, now I'm not, Bob Steele was one of my best friends, but he shared with me that he had never once in the history of his marriage bought flowers for Marilyn. Now, we've got some cheapskates here. Now, this isn't somebody I'm endorsing, but I just remember reading it in his book. Bill Hybels said he used to go by and get those dollar flowers and take to his wife. And she didn't see the appreciation of dollar flowers. I was starting to think, well, maybe I should stop going to the funeral home because they're free. Now, I've never done that. Some of you sent the most beautiful flowers to my wife. They're just gorgeous. I love beautiful flowers. But Bob said, I said, Bob, you're going to get Marilyn some flowers? I'll never put you in my boat again as long as I live. You'll never fish again in my boat. And he went and got her flowers. And then she said, Bob, what are you up to? Don't do that, wives. Now, she didn't say that. But he did do that. The flowers is all true because that was Bob Steele. But she wasn't trying to destroy the fellowship. She wasn't trying to make it better. Spiritual pride. We have spiritual pride. Do you have spiritual pride? Now, this is very important, what I'm giving you right now. Often when our relationship with the Savior cools, it's because we relish in the satisfaction of His blessings instead of being satisfied with the one who blessed us. Did you get that? Oh, I've had so many blessings. God has blessed me. We started out in a little tiny storefront, Fullerton Avenue, kind of close to where Awana started out. We started out in a little tiny storefront. Someone said, did you ever think you'd have something like this? Well, honestly, I did. Why? I don't know. I just did. God just did it. And I've been blessed. 2 kids serving God, 4 grandkids serving God. No, 5 grandkids serving God. 2 more almost coming. Well, quite a few months away. You imagine poor little Ashley having twins. They're saying that they're going to be girls. I'm praying they're girls. We cannot have 2 Jamies on this earth. It's a dangerous thing when we don't realize that our relationship is slipping. Do you ever think of that? Your relationship slipping? You know, we recently celebrated our 48th anniversary, and we went to a place. Now, you men are going to laugh. It's called Butterfly Cafe, and I know it's not a manly cafe. A butterfly cafe. I don't know. Have you all ever had butterflies to eat? No, that's not what they serve. We went to the Butterfly Cafe, and we really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. I got a fish sampler, and she got a pork chop with a bone in. Dean served this last time for our older groups. And we had a good time. But you got to do stuff. Got to do stuff. You have to just learn to do it. You really do. The Harrimans are celebrating their 80th anniversary. I mean, they're doing something real special, and we should. But what happened? What happened? You know, do you celebrate? You should. But how many of us are like the church that was at Ephesus, and they lost their first love? We go to church, but do you have your love? She still had the remembrance of what was the reality, but she didn't have that reality now. The bridegroom was on the outside trying to get in. Section ends with finding him and restoring fellowship. If you compare Song of Solomon to some of the verses in Revelation about Christ, they really are very close together. The Psalm of Psalms and Song of Solomon is really not just talking about a husband and wife, which is a great book for that, but it's talking about our love for the Lord. Union and communion. If you have union, you have communion. Song of Psalms 6:13, return, return, O Shulamite. Return, return, that we may look upon thee. What will you see in the Shulamite? As it were the company of 2 armies. Some say this is talking about the rapture. No, it's not talking about the rapture, because she goes in, goes out, comes back. When the rapture comes, y'all know what the rapture is? He will come, the dead in Christ will rise first, and then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the air, and it'll be the rapture of the body of Christ. It can't be mid-trib, because mid-trib can't happen. When he takes us up, he has to take us up before the 70th week of Daniel. The church that also believes it's okay to gamble also believes in mid-trib. I don't believe in mid-trib. I'm a pre-trib. You can't believe in mid-trib. I've offered to debate it with any of them. It can't be done, because the 70th week of Daniel goes back to the Jews. Right now, we're neither bond nor free, Jew nor Greek, male nor female. We're all one in Christ Jesus. So how could you be during the 7-year tribulation? How could it possibly be anything but dealing with the Jews again? It can't. It's impossible. Impossible. The bride's surprised that anyone would even notice her. when I was talking with Senator Cruz, and I was absorbed in talking, and I gave him some ideas that I thought would help, and he was listening and telling his guy to pay attention to what I was saying. I thought no one would even look at me, and we got out of there, and a guy came up and said, "So good to see you. We watched you for years." He said, "I can't believe you're talking to the senator." I didn't expect that. But she didn't expect anybody to look. Look at Exodus 34:29. It came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with two tables of testimony in Moses' hand. And when he came down from the mount, Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. Moses was so powerful. Now listen, people. Now listen good. Nothing will make you more handsome or beautiful than walking with God. You know, some of our girls, they get more beautiful as they grow in Christ. They really do. They really do. But some people, I know a girl that used to come, and she was in our school, and I thought was a real cute girl. And then she left for I don't know what reason. They always have a reason, usually me, some reason. And they came back, and I'm going, whoa, not serving God's not healthy. She really went downhill fast. We had a girl that stayed and still here, and she wasn't real pretty when she was younger, but she got prettier as she grew in Christ. You say, well, that doesn't mean it. It does mean something. The inside beauty changes the outside beauty. And you should see that. When Moses came down, he was glowing. When you walk with God, your face will shine. You ever seen that? The description of the bride. Psalm 7:10, I'm the beloved, and his desire is toward me. Only unhindered communion will give you the joy you need to have. Have you known people? I remember the lady that prayed me into the ministry against my will, Joe Norris. And she had a face that glowed. Her face glowed. Oh, I'd say, Joe, and she'd call me, James, you're going to be a preacher. I am not going to be a preacher. Just like when my mother-in-law told my 3-year-old boy that he ate like a dog. And my son says, I do not eat like a dog. Well, I would say the same thing to Joe Norris. I am not going to be a preacher. So when I got called to preach, I came and told Joe, and she didn't even act surprised. I knew it. She communed with God. One time I took Ranch Darity and we went down and prayed with Joe Norris, and I've never, ever experienced anything since or before. But it was like when we prayed, we were lifted off the earth. I'm not saying we were, we didn't, I'm sure. But Darity just started bawling and crying uncontrollably. He'd never been in anything like that. You need to learn to pray and have that love and fellowship with Christ. It makes all the difference in the world. All the difference. If you just try. Psalm 7:10, I am beloved and his desire is toward me. Look down at Psalm 8:5. I know they're out of order. Well, no, they're not. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon my beloved? I raise thee up under the apple tree. There thy mother brought thee, and there she brought thee forth and bare thee. The bride not only noticed, but see, she was close to the bridegroom at that time. That's what made all the difference in the world. All the difference in the world. We are to glory in nothing except knowing Christ. Now, I'm not saying, I don't know, but Ted Cruz does not seem to have pride. Now, we all have some pride. I do know that. But he didn't seem to have it. Do you know Donald Trump said that he's never asked forgiveness for anything from God? He said that because he's never done anything to be forgiven. Well, I'll tell you one thing, Donald Trump's way better than me because I have to get forgiven every day. Don't you? Man, if he didn't forgive me every day, I couldn't even get up here in the pulpit. Wow. We're to glory in nothing except knowing God. Close communion, the bride does not reject the motion. Look at 8, 6 through 7. Set me as a seal upon thy heart, as a seal upon thy arm, for love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as a grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contended. Nothing can replace or come close to our walk with Christ. Someone said, why did you become a preacher? Because I fell in love with a Savior. No, I wasn't going to be a preacher. I did not want to be a preacher. My goal in my whole life was to be a politician, run for office. That's all I ever wanted to do. Right now, I wouldn't trade what I am for all the, if I could be five presidents in a row, I wouldn't trade it because I believe serving God is the greatest thing there is on the earth. Now, some people are called to be politicians, but I'm not. Praise God. Wouldn't you hate to just do that? Go and go and go. Every day criticized. That would be horrible. Wouldn't that be horrible? It'd be horrible. I can't even imagine how horrible it would be. But nothing can replace. The book ends with fellowship unbroken. A match made in heaven. What do we glory in? Knowing him. Knowing him, the bride uses the word we instead of I. Verse 8. See that? Her desires have become the desires of the groom. Isn't it something you see a couple and they're so content with each other? You see that? How many of us make plans apart from Christ? We have people and they come and they go through our school system. And then they can't wait to put their kids in a public college, and the colleges are so wicked now, you might as well be in Sodom and Gomorrah and teach them all the wickedness the world has, and they can't wait to do it. They want us to help them up to that point, but they don't want to give themselves to the Lord. Now, I'm not saying everyone, but most of them have turned out awful. Awful. Because they followed and swallowed the wickedness of the world. Dr. Spurgeon, he preached to thousands in his 20s. He had an amazing walk with the Lord. He wrote 135 books. You would not know, and he would not know what he's going to preach Sunday morning until after 6 p.m. Saturday night. Now, us preachers have jokes about preachers that we call Saturday night specials. And they prepare on Saturday night for Sunday morning. I do not do Saturday night specials. You say, well, Mr. Spurgeon did. Yes, but Mr. Spurgeon studied all week. And anybody can preach like him deserves to be acclaimed. And then when he put it together, he'd have so many things. And many times, when he'd get up to preach, he wouldn't even preach what his notes preach. A family in the church gave me an actual sermon handwritten by Dr. Spurgeon down in my office. I cherish it very, very much. I cherish it. The close walk did not mean that Dr. Spurgeon did not struggle because he struggled with depression. Dr. Spurgeon had depression. Yes, he had depression. How do you account? I have no idea. I have no idea. But the beauty of Dr. Spurgeon, and he didn't quit. Guard your walk. Don't ever think your walk is safe. Don't make plans apart from God. Don't make plans. A match made in heaven. See, our match made in heaven is our walk with Christ. Some of you here and you say, well, I don't have a very good walk. Well, then go home today and pray to him. Do you ever think that you should bring pleasure to God? You should be a blessing to God. Do you ever think about that? We should all be blessings to God, right? I hope. But look over here at my right and your left, Ephesians 2, 8, 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift. How do you get a gift? You just receive it. You receive it. You don't pay for it. You don't work your way for it. It's a gift. Now watch this. God says, I love you, but I hate your sin. To go to heaven, you got to be perfect. Anybody in this room perfect? Of course not. I'm not perfect. Any of you guys perfect? But God said, I love you, but I hate your sin. This hand right here, and I mean it reverently, represents the Lord Jesus. He, in 2 Corinthians 5:21, who knew no sin, has made sin for us, that we could be made the righteousness of God in him. Wow. Isn't that good news? Really good news. He paid our sin debt.